Bishop Bernard Fillet of the Society of St. Pius X recently said in a homily at the Immaculata in St. Mary's, Kansas, quote, I prefer not to be a prophet here, but I'm pretty sure that there is an enormous probability that all of you, we included, may be excommunicated, declared in schism. There is a very high probability because they already said it in public. So they are, so to speak, forcing themselves to do it. But whatever, God can do miracles. It's not the end. Reports indicate that Rome is preparing a document that will announce mass excommunications should the SSPX proceed with episcopal consecrations. They are also preparing for a substantial exodus from the society after the excommunications are announced. This has led to widespread speculation that the excommunications could include the priests of the society as well as the laity who attend SSPX masses and receive their sacraments. This would mark a significant departure from the 1988 excommunications, which only involved the bishops. The priests and the laity were only excommunicated under certain circumstances, which of course were vague and open to interpretation. We will not know the full scope of the excommunications until a document is issued. Then people will run through it with a fine-tooth comb, looking for loopholes, which they will undoubtedly find. If you like what you see, please like and share the video and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. This channel has been recently demonetized, so if you would like to support this channel, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. You can also find us on Rumble, BitChute, Substack, Facebook, and X. The links for all of those are in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are Someone, Whiskers, Someone Again, Dan Kritschke, Ann G, Margie MBF Training, Bernicki, and paid subs on Substack, we have Ellen Rule, Ryan Dumas, and Numbers. In my view, it would be difficult to make mere attendance at an SSPX mass an excommunicable offense without applying the same standard for attending an Orthodox liturgy or Protestant service, which of course they're not going to do because that would go against ecumenism. That said, I do not mean to suggest that a decree of excommunication, especially one that extends to the laity, would be insignificant. It would be a grave and serious development. It is also likely that the faculties for confession currently granted to the SSPX priests by Pope Francis would be revoked. However, the central issue remains this. The traditional faith takes precedence over authority, and the salvation of souls is the highest law of the Church. The real question is, does a state of necessity exist in the Catholic Church, and does it warrant these consecrations? My answer is yes. I've explained my reasoning in my other work, so I will not repeat it here. However, anyone who compares the teachings of the Church before Vatican II with those that followed cannot help but notice a rupture in continuity between the past and present. Post-conciliar priests, bishops, and even popes have admitted that the council presented new doctrines. They say this is a new church and even a new faith. Catholics are not bound to follow new doctrines in a new church, even if legitimate authority commands it. An unjust command is no command at all, and an unjust excommunication is no excommunication at all. Saint Athanasius of Alexandria understood this. When Pope Liberius excommunicated him, he said, "It's not valid." I'm reminded of the words of Christ when he said in Luke 12:42-46, Who then is the faithful and wise steward, whom his master will set over his household, to give them the portion of food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant, whom his master, when he comes, will find him doing so. Truly I tell you, he will set him over all his possessions. But if that servant says to himself, My master is delayed in coming, and begins to beat the manservants and the maidservants, and to eat and drink and get drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he does not know, and will punish him and put him with the unfaithful. This was a direct answer to Peter, who had asked the question, Are these teachings for us or for everyone? Christ was warning Peter and his successors that their job is to feed the faithful, not to mistreat them or to be unjust with them, nor are they to keep company with sinners. This is not some veiled spiritual threat aimed at the Pope. These are Christ's words, not mine. We must hold to the true faith over authority. Now that sounds an awful lot like what Protestants say, doesn't it? So what's the difference between the SSPX and Martin Luther? Simple. Martin Luther was wrong. The SSPX is right. Martin Luther denied authority and sought to change the faith. The SSPX wishes to preserve the faith in spite of the authority, which they recognize. It is the role of the authority to preserve the faith. If they refuse and demand obedience to a new faith, we are not bound. In fact, we have a duty to resist. The Apostle Paul understood this when he resisted Peter to his face, Galatians 2:14. If you, though a Jew, live like a Gentile and not like a Jew, how can you compel the Gentiles to live like Jews? Notice Peter was compelling others to go against what the church had already decreed. That's more than just giving a bad example. The authority of the Pope does not extend to undermining the faith. This is why I believe the SSPX is justified. Now, as mentioned, reports say that Rome is preparing for an influx of priests and laity back into the mainstream church out of the SSPX after the excommunications are announced. I think this is delusional, and they are in for a surprise. I could be wrong, but I think they are underestimating the support for tradition. We saw this with Traditionis Custodis, a motu proprio by Pope Francis, meant to curtail attendance of the Latin Mass. Instead, it caused attendance to explode. Tradition is out of the bag. The harder they try to shove it back in, the bigger the backfire. This isn't the 1988 consecrations. This isn't Lefebvre and his band of merry priests against the most popular pope in history at a time when the crisis in the church was not evident. This is post-sex scandal. This is post-Francis, arguably the most unpopular pope in history. The SSPX is much bigger now, and people are sick and tired of the way Rome handles things. When Lefebvre consecrated the four bishops, many believed he would not go through with it. That's why some of the priests broke away and formed the FSSP. That's not going to happen this time. I'd be surprised if one priest left the society. I've not heard of any priests in the society who are not in favor of the consecrations. If there were, they would have left already, because everyone knows the SSPX is not bluffing. Not to mention the double standard Rome has for the SSPX and actual heretics and schismatics. They embrace pro-LGBTQ groups, allowing them to have masses and processions in Rome, while denying the SSPX the same. They'll accept the Chinese bishops, who were consecrated without approval, but excommunicate the SSPX. They'll meet with an actual heretical and schismatic female Anglican bishop, even though women cannot receive holy orders, and Anglican ordinations and consecrations are invalid. Yet they will not meet with the SSPX. Do you really think all of this is lost on the people? This isn't your grandma's Catholic church. This isn't even your mom's post-Vatican II church. So where does this leave us? If these excommunications come, they will be presented as a decisive act of authority, an attempt to draw a clear line and force a choice. But authority, properly understood, cannot contradict the faith it is meant to protect. It exists to guard what has been handed down, not to replace it. That's the heart of the issue. Ultimately, this isn't about the SSPX versus Rome as two competing sides. It's about whether continuity with the historic Catholic faith still matters when weighed against obedience to commands that appear to contradict it. If there truly is a rupture, if what was always taught is now sidelined or reversed, then Catholics are not only permitted to hold fast to tradition, they are obligated to. And despite expectations in Rome, it's far from certain that such a move would weaken the traditional movement. If anything, it may clarify the stakes and strengthen resolve. People today are not as unaware as they were decades ago. They see the contradictions, the double standards, and the instability. They are asking serious questions, and they are not easily dismissed. Once you reach a point where fidelity to tradition is treated as disobedience and innovation is treated as orthodoxy, something deeper is being forced to the surface. Not just the limits of authority, but the very principle of what the Catholic Church is. That's why this matters. The salvation of souls and the integrity of the Catholic faith are on the line. Until my next video, God bless.